In a roundtable earlier this month hosted by progressive local advocacy groups, Change Lawyers, American Constitution Society Bay Area, and the Equal Justice Society, legal experts shared analysis on the year of controversy and unprecedented action by the U.S. Supreme Court. They looked ahead to cases the court will decide this term. Erwin Chemerinsky is the dean of Berkeley Law. He says he's most concerned about Harper v. Moore, a case brought by North Carolina Republicans around gerrymandering that would empower the state legislature to set rules for voting and elections without state constitutional checks.
This seems so clearly wrong. Whenever there's a legislative power, it's always subject to limits by the Constitution and judicial review. It would have dramatic implications. It would then mean that a state could engage in partisan gerrymandering with no check. It would mean there could no longer be independent districting commissions for congressional seats like exist in California and other states.
Chemerinsky says it's not clear from oral arguments earlier this year how the court will rule. But in 303 Creative LLC versus Alanis, the case of a Colorado website designer refusing to make a website for same-sex weddings based on religious grounds, Chemerinsky says he thinks the court will rule to protect the website designer's freedom to discriminate.
I think what makes this case so important is there's always a tension between liberty and equality. Any law that prohibits discrimination, by definition, limits the freedom to discriminate. For decades, the Supreme Court has said stopping discrimination is more important than protecting freedom to discriminate. I think that this case, though, is going to have the Supreme Court saying that there is a freedom to discriminate, and it's based on free speech here, with religion being in the background.
Sam Spital is the director of litigation for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, which is part of a challenge to a racial gerrymandering case in Alabama, Merrill v. Milligan, under the Civil Rights Act. He says the court seems to be looking for evidence for a conservative ruling.
In an ordinary case, if the court thought that the party's arguments were not persuasive, it would not be appropriate or necessary for it to sort of search for other arguments to kind of save the party's position. They certainly would not do that if the roles were reversed here. But you did see the conservative majority, again, searching for some way to, I think, give at least some sort of partial victory to Alabama. But the reasoning that they might use, I think, is difficult to determine.
In addition to overturning abortion rights with Roe v. Wade, the panel discussed a number of historic and unprecedented cases where civil rights and legal protections appear to be at risk, pushed by a conservative legal agenda. Affirmative action, indigenous sovereignty rights with the Indian Child Welfare Act, and immigration rights. Chemerinsky pointed out the Supreme Court is losing public support.
But we've got to remember that the court has the lowest approval ratings of any time since they've been measured. A Gallup poll in June had the Supreme Court with 25% public confidence, the lowest it's been. In July, there was an opinion poll by Marquette University that had the Supreme Court with 38% approval and 61% disapproval. I think there's a question of if the Supreme Court continues in this way, what will it mean for the long term? At a time when our country is so politically polarized, what's it going to mean to have a court that's come down so clearly on one side of that divide and so far to the right?
Chris Panongbayan is executive director of Change Lawyers, formerly the California Bar Foundation, and says beyond increasingly conservative philosophies, the court has been highly contentious.
It's just been controversy after controversy from this court, from Justice Thomas's wife, Ginny Thomas, and her political dealings, you know, going back a few years to Justice Kavanaugh's heated confirmation hearing, you know, all the way to the fact that three of the nine Supreme Court justices were nominated by a U.S. president who lost the popular vote.
Nevertheless, the Supreme Court's decisions have an enormous impact on people's lives. The panelists discussed Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first Black woman on the court. They found promise in her principled and more liberal-leaning judicial positions. Panelists also discussed the debates around curbing the court's power and conservative agenda, including court expansion, term limits, and creating a standard for judicial ethics, which they thought could be possible but far off. To hear the full roundtable discussion, go to changelawyers.org. For KPFA News, I'm Corinne Smith.